Intervju Radija Študent.
Evo, en dober večer ali pa lepo konc popoldneva vam želimo še iz Intervjuja Radija Študent, kjer bo danes z nami človek, ki se ga lahko zvečer, to enkrat o polnoči, morate že kar prijeti v klub, da se v miru pripravite, spijete kakšno pijačko in pol zvečer, kakšno urco kasneje, vidite Tima Svinja, prvič v Ljubljani. Jaz bom zelo na kratko povedal, kdo on je, ker imate internet doma, pa greste lahko na klub kster.org in si preberete. Gre za hudo radijsko legendo iz New Yorka, ki že 10 let fura tako oddajo eklektične, več ali manj elektronske mix produkcije, hkrati je DJ, dela v parih založbah kakšne stvari, recimo pri DFA, ki jih poznate, po recimo LCD Sound System in tako naprej. In zdaj bom midva prešaltala na angleščino, poleg njega na večeru, ki se imenuje Nered, še mik z intro disco setom, pa to ni disco v IMCA, ampak je pač resen disco, pa Duli and Malalavka sta outro z acid setom. To je torej danes v K4 in za uvod mi povemo, kakšno se kaj pogovorimo s tem Svinjom. Če pa vas slučajno še ne zamika, pa ste še zmer naredili napako in pejte zvečer v kaštje. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
You didn't understand the shit, I
No, I didn't understand anything there.
Okay. Till next time.
Yeah, next time I'll know okay, more. Okay. I'm gonna study.
Let's go to the interview like in a chronological order maybe.
Okay.
Is through your starting with some radio shows when you were 16, even before Beats in Space?
Yeah, before Beats in Space, then I did like a couple radio shows, just guest DJing. I think that's what kind of got me interested in doing radio, was when I was that age, going on to, you know, I like skipped class from high school and went to go do a radio show, and I don't know, I love doing it. It was like a college radio,
college radio.
It was still college radio.
Okay. What were you doing before Beats in Space in your DJ way? So you were DJing for like 2 years or 3 years before that show?
Before that show, I was DJing for 4 years before then. And I mean, that was all, I was living in Baltimore then.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Wait,
I was
you don't like Baltimore? Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I was
why
in a bus
like
with like 20 very fat white women and they were talking for like the whole ride between New York and Baltimore.
So why did you go to Baltimore?
I want to check this place, you know, Baltimore. I really hope that that's the shittiest place you can find on the planet Earth. So I went there, you know, and I was right.
Okay.
But what, you were just DJing in Baltimore back then? Or?
So at that time then I was DJing in Baltimore and in Washington DC, mm-hmm. which is only like a half hour drive away. So I would be doing both of those different like little clubs. You know, I was excited to do anything because I couldn't really actually get into any of these clubs because you had to be 18 or 21 to get into them. So I was just excited to like go to these different places and play music, you know?
Okay, then you started Beats in Space, and that's like more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Why did you start it, and why do you think Beats in Space is a global eclectic, electronical, I don't know, rarities, multi-genre show? What's the difference between your show and all the other shows in New York or in the world?
I don't know. I mean, I think for me, I don't really think about how to make it different from all the other shows. I just, you know, have kind of set my thing with from the very beginning, you know, just I want to play music that I really love. I'm going to play whatever music I love, and I want to try and fit it together in a way that people will understand those different genres and kind of see the connection between all these different genres that, you know, you can be into country music and, you know, hip hop or something like that. You know, like it is, there is a connection somewhere that you could get to with it. And I'm not saying with the radio show that it's like a jarring contrast between all the songs. It's kind of just finding that thin line that makes everything cohesive. And you know, and that's just, I find guest DJs that I love from all over the world, have them do mixes whenever they're in New York. I have them come on the show, and just having people kind of, when they come on the show, play music that's more than just their club set. I want them to do, like, you know, get a little deeper. Yeah, a radio set. I mean, you know, with the radio, you don't have to worry about people dancing. You don't have to worry about, you know, any crowd or people. You just play music, you know?
All by yourself.
Yeah, all by yourself, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, but is there any human being, animal, DJ you want to have on your show and you...
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people who I haven't had on the show. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Detroit guys I haven't had on, like Jeff
Detroit
Mills,
okay.
Yeah, Derek May, Theo Parrish. I've been trying to have Theo Parrish on for a long time. In New York, like Francois K, I can never get him on. There's so many different people. I'm hoping maybe Giles Peterson. I've wanted to have Giles Peterson on, and he's in New York actually this weekend. And I was supposed to have. I'm here now, so I'm not. I don't know if I'll actually get him on the show, but maybe when I get back Monday, I'll record Giles Peterson. But we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Where did you find so much time to discover, like, the whole different bunch of music when you were like 16? You know, what were you like, the typical digging guy in vinyl stores,
I mean, you just,
dusty vinyl stores, or...
Yeah, just always going out trying to find music, you know, always going to record stores. I mean, yeah, when I first started record shopping, you didn't have internet stuff to go to, so it's just going out and digging. And then, you know, early on, when I first moved to New York, I met up with this guy Steinsky, who's
I know him.
Yeah, and
he's
and
a big
he's kind of you know, a mentor of mine, and really kind of he was the one really helped me kind of expand, because when I saw his record collection was just huge, and it was all these different genres, and you know, he knew so much about all this different kinds of music, and then I was like, you know, I want to be like him. You know,
he's like inventor of remixes, or
cut and paste.
Cut and paste,
you know,
it's his.
Guy. Yeah, yeah.
But what's happening at the moment with New York electro house disco scene? Something going on? Where can we go if we're in New York and want to go out and have a good time?
That's a really hard question, because I get emailed a lot about, like, where to go out in New York. And right now, I think the New York scene is... There aren't as many places that... You know, there's so many people making music in New York, but there really aren't the clubs to go to right now. It's been really tough. Like, a lot of places have closed down. The old, like, classic clubs have all pretty much closed. And so people are really just playing in smaller bars and things. And so for me to say, like, one spot to go to, they're just... isn't right now. There just isn't that one spot.
So it's better in Europe. You think it's better in Europe?
Or... Right now, it is. Yeah, it is. And you know, I think that will change. Like New York, it's just that right now. I was saying before that a lot of the places where the clubs used to be were more like industrial areas. So you wouldn't have any people living there, and you could have a club be loud and people.
Yeah.
And now, those industrial areas are gone, and people are living there, and they're paying lots of money for their apartments, and so that whenever there's noise, they just call the police and, you know, make a complaint.
Who was the first guy you had in your show 10 years ago?
Well, I think I looked back, and it was DJ Food that I
DJ
had.
DJ Food?
Yeah, yeah.
Ninja Tune.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because like the Cold Cut Solid Steel radio show was like a big influence on me with radio stuff. So that's how I got, you know, them on. And it's also how I hooked up with Steinsky later on, I was really into Kid Koala, and I went to this Kid Koala record release party, and Steinsky was DJing, and then I just went up to him and I said, hey, you know, I'm a big fan. Do you need any help? Or no, actually I said, would you come on my radio show? And then, you know, then he's like, yeah. And then we just like became friends, and then I went and started helping out in his studio.
Good, you know, first guest of your nice DJ food. good, yeah. But were you nervous during the interview?
Oh yeah, I was super nervous. I mean, you know, I was, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I still don't know what I'm doing with interviews. I don't feel like as comfortable talking as I do just playing the music, you know? I think for me, that's where I feel best, is just playing the music for people and doing the interviews. You know, I do it and I'm trying to get better at it, but it's not my, like...
Not your cup of tea.
Yeah, and it's not, like, my focus, I think, for the show, you know?
Yeah. You are not different than most of the DJs, I guess. They don't want to talk, they just want to spin the music.
Let the music speak, you know?
Yeah. Do you see any improvement in mixing skills of today electro DJs and like 10 years ago? Because I think those electro DJs, like guys from hip-hop, were really good at mixing it like back in the days, like 15 years ago. But this whole electronic, techno and stuff, I think is getting really better, much better now than like 10 years ago. How do you see it? Do you see it in the same way or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I haven't noticed like a huge difference in the, I mean, other than, you know, seeing the computers and CDJs, you know, before you didn't have the CDJs,
yeah.
And then, you know, then you didn't have the computers, and I think that has been the biggest change. But I haven't seen in kind of the music scene that I'm with when I'm out DJing, people aren't usually using the computer. I mean, this isn't exclusively, but people aren't always using the computers. It's a lot more still playing vinyl or CDs. I don't know why that is exactly. But people like even coming on the radio show, I say it's only been like probably like 4 times out of the 500 shows that someone's had like the computer that they've brought in.
Yeah, the vinyls have soul, computers don't have it. I guess that's,
I guess so, you know, but yeah, I mean, I can still see, like, it would be nice to travel with just a computer. It's a lot lighter than carrying the vinyl. I just love going to the record stores and listening to stuff and then just finding something you had no idea about. I don't know, that's...
Yeah. What's going on with your project TNT with
Tim Goldsworthy?
Is anything happening? Actually, is it anything that we must know happening on DFA Records at the moment? you're still involved with them?
Yeah, I'm still involved with them. Although I'm actually starting my own Beats and Space record label. Yeah. That was like with the 10th anniversary of the record label. I was like, oh, okay, I want to do kind of
show,
a next step.
The show.
Yeah, of the show. Yeah, sorry. I want to do a next step, and I was talking to Tim Goldsworthy, and we were like, okay, you know what, you should do a record label. So I'm starting this Beats and Space record label, although I don't have anything released yet, but soon this year coming out with stuff. And Tim and I have, you know, we've been DJing together for a long time. We did some remixes together. And I think we're gonna work on like a 12-inch for the record label, but we don't have anything, you know, official right now. Tim's just been working. He produced the last Massive Attack album, and he also produced the new Goldfrapp album that's gonna be coming out. And on DFA, they have the new LCD Sound System is gonna be out later this year. I'm gonna have James Murphy on the radio show later in February, so we'll probably hear some tracks from that, and we'll talk to him, you know, about what's going on with the LCD sound system stuff. Definitely. Oh, you know, the other big one that I really like, and I'm gonna play it tonight. There's this the Crystal Arc, which is a new 12-inch coming out in March, which is a project of Gavin Rusum, who is also Black Meteoric Star, and he has this new project called the Crystal Arc, which is him and three other people, and it sounds really amazing. So I'm excited about that, and hopefully I'll get him on the radio show sometime.
Okay. And what about RVNG?
Yeah. Well, that's who I'm actually hooking up with them with this Beats in Space record label. We're doing that together. And, you know, they've just been friends of mine since the very beginning. You know, we did t-shirts together, mixed CDs together, and I like the artwork. The guy who does the artwork for RVNG also did my website design, and you know, so we've just been working together for a lot. We're just good friends.
What's your future plans for Beats in Space, for you, for your label?
I'm just gonna keep.
You don't have any plans.
Yeah, no plans. And okay. I mean, just keep going like I am. You know, I don't know, and try and just. I mean, the record label is what I want to focus on and try and make it bigger. And I want to do also my own more productions.
You're playing some instrument.
I play the saxophone. Yeah, I played saxophone on like some DFA remixes.
Yeah,
and
I heard it. Yes.
Yeah.
What can we expect tonight at K4?
I brought a lot of different music. I'm gonna play, you know, new things from New York, from Europe, from DFA, from wherever. I'm gonna play lots of old things that I've found, just record shopping all over, slow, fast, I don't know, you know. I kinda wanna see how it is tonight too, just see what the crowd is like and then go from there.
Just one last question, live gigs or radio? Your show is on radio.
Yeah.
It's on internet, so, but what about live gigs versus radio? do you think radio is actually better to let's say communicate with people in a way?
Sometimes, but you know what? They're just a different experience, you know, like because you can communicate, like when you're in the club and you DJ, like people can get. Like you can communicate with them, and then they can like really feel it, you know. Like they're just like, you know, it changes them or whatever. But you can also like on the radio, you can just get so
you can be yourself on
yeah,
the radio.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I like having both experiences because you know it is nice to have like people respond to you if it's like a good response. When you have the bad response, then it's not so fun. But with the radio. I mean, I feel more comfortable, and it's easier because you just don't worry about anything. My radio show is like here. It's a student-run station. I don't have to worry about if there's anyone listening at all. If I offend someone or whatever, I don't really care. You know, it's just about playing music that I love, and hopefully people are into it. And if they're not into it, well, they don't have to listen. You know.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We will switch on to Slovenian for like next half a minute. Torej, kar morate vedeti je, da bo Tim Sweeney danes v K4, drugače greste lahko na njegovo stran, kaj je že, www.beatsinspace.net, to imate njegove stare oddaje. Do you have all the shows on your site?
Yeah.
From number 1 to 505.
Almost all of them. I mean, some of the early ones are gone, but okay. all the recent for the past at least 6 years are there.
Okay. Tako da to boste videli, drugače pač kar sledite mu na netu, skozi so gor te oddaje, vse o njem zveste v produkciji in tako naprej, tudi tam gor, danes pa torej K4, Nered in Tim Sweeney.
Intervju Radija Študent.